WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. Today, we're diving into something super important, building resilience through mindfulness. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong, and you just want to chuck it all in? Yeah, I've been there too. But trust me, there's a way to not only handle those tough times but actually come out stronger on the other side. And guess what? It's all about mindfulness. We men are often taught to be stoic, to push through pain and never show weakness. That might have worked for our forefathers chopping down trees and wrestling bears, but in today's world, it's a bit outdated. Building resilience isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is hunky-dory. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and learning to navigate them with grace. Here's the thing. Mindfulness is like a superpower for building that inner strength. Think of it as training your mind to be present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. No need to fight them or suppress them. Just acknowledge them, let them pass, and refocus on what's happening right now. This might sound simple, but trust me, the benefits are huge. First off, mindfulness helps you manage stress like a boss. Ever notice how your mind races when things get tough? That constant chatter can send your cortisol levels skyrocketing, leaving you feeling anxious and overwhelmed. But by practicing mindfulness, you can actually calm that internal storm. It's like hitting the pause button on your thoughts and taking a deep breath, allowing yourself to find clarity amidst the chaos. Second, mindfulness helps you make better decisions. When we're stressed or emotional, our judgment goes out the window. We tend to react impulsively instead of thinking things through. But by being present and mindful, you give yourself the space to assess situations objectively. You can weigh your options, consider the consequences, and make choices that are aligned with your values and goals. Third, mindfulness boosts your self-awareness. It's like having an inside scoop on your own thoughts, feelings, and motivations. When you're mindful, you start to notice patterns in your behavior, triggers that send you into overdrive, and things that truly make you happy. This level of self-understanding is crucial for personal growth and making positive changes in your life. Fourth, mindfulness strengthens your emotional intelligence. It's not just about feeling your emotions, it's about understanding them, regulating them, and using them to connect with others on a deeper level. Mindfulness helps you develop empathy, build healthier relationships, and navigate social situations with grace and confidence. And finally, mindfulness improves your overall well-being. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental and emotional health. When you're mindful, you experience less stress, anxiety, and negativity. You feel more calm, focused, and connected to yourself and the world around you. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I used to be a bit of a hothead. Things would get under my skin, and I'd react impulsively. It wasn't exactly winning me any friends or helping me navigate life smoothly. But then, I started incorporating mindfulness into my routine. Just taking a few minutes each day to focus on my breath, observe my thoughts without judgment, and really be present in the moment. And you know what? It was like a switch flipped. I felt calmer, more patient, and better equipped to handle challenges. My relationships improved, my stress levels went down, and I just felt more grounded and centered. It wasn't about becoming some Zen master. It was about making small changes that had a huge impact on my overall well-being. So, remember, building resilience isn't about being tough or ignoring your feelings. It's about developing the inner strength to face challenges with grace, understanding, and clarity. And mindfulness is the key to unlocking that potential. Start today by taking just a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts, and be present in the moment. Want to share your own experiences with mindfulness? Head over to our social media channels and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you got this. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep being your best, most resilient selves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.